Vaccine passport? Really? How far do you want the government to control, monitor your life? When was the last time you washed your mask? Have you ever counted how many times the people around you touch their mask? How many times do you touch your mask when it is on your face? This is going to stop the spread of the virus? Do you feel less human when you are wearing your mask? When the vaccine first came out, the protocol was the booster shot within 3 weeks of the first shot, but then it became apparent that the supply was much too limited and a political hot potato, and then it became okay to wait 4 months for the booster. This is science? And the AstraZeneca was approved for under 65 and then only 55 to 65 and then 45 to 65 and then banned in some countries and then. This is science? Why was it science that you should have the booster of the same vaccine, but when this proved a logistical nightmare it became okay to mix the doses? Why were there no other diseases last year besides COVID-19? Did the coronavirus kill all the other bugs? Why, when it was determined a sufficient percentage of the population was vaccinated, was it okay to have just the common cold once again? Can anyone else think of times when science didn't have all the answers or just plain got it completely wrong? Since when is one solution right for everybody? If those who are vaccinated can still pass on the virus, why do they get a pass? Why, when alternate treatments have proven effective, are they being ignored by our health system? Why do those who have had COVID-19 still need to be vaccinated? Shouldn't they have the best immunity of all? Why don't we use smell, taste as a test for COVID-19 when they have been shown to be the most predictive? How many boosters are we going to need? Why are asymptomatic people still suspect when they shut down the testing because the results were basically zero after testing thousands of individuals? Should an employer really have the right to mandate an invasive medical procedure? Are we just going to let the government decide what is best for us? Joanne Moody, Torrington.